speaker, author, and entrepreneur Wayne Scherer. And this is Being Your Destiny. I'm very happy you're here today. This is going to be a great show because this is all about you being who you really are and taking advantage, or not really taking advantage, but understanding the best thing you can do in your business today to start succeeding right now. Does that sound important to you? Is that something you would like to know? There's lots of reasons why people fail, and there's lots of reasons why people succeed. And there's lots of reasons why only 10% succeed in their business and only 2% really truly become wealthy. And it's not because no one's sharing their wealth or anything like that. I'm going to show you in this episode exactly what that might be. So do you want to just be the person steaming another latte at your job? Or are you going to stand up and be who you really are? That's my question to you. Are you going to be who you really are? It's about time you really take a close look at what you want and who you want to be. Because if you're happy just being the person steaming another latte at work with everybody else and chit-chatting around the water cooler and all that kind of hokey-pokey stuff, then that's fine. But if you want to be who you really are, and that's not who you really are, and don't get me wrong, for some of you, that is who you really are, and you're perfectly happy with it, and that's perfectly fine with me. But that's not why you're listening to the Be Your Destiny show. It's because most likely you are not being who you really are. So that's why we're going to delve quickly and deeply. Actually, not deeply. We don't have to go that deep. But we're going to look exactly at the best thing you can do today in your business to become successful starting now. Is that important to you? Is that something you'd like to know? Is that something you'd like to be able to correct right now and start taking the actions that will make a difference for you? If it is, listen in. Stay to the end. You'll find out exactly what it is that will get you going and what you can do to make a difference. So, first, let's look quickly. What are the reasons that people don't start, don't get started, don't get their business going? The number one reason people fail in their home business is they never get started. Okay? Have you got started? And answer these questions, okay? You may find out, even though you think you got started, that you haven't got started. So you better pay attention because you'll probably realize there's some changes you need to make right now that will get you rolling in a much more uphill fashion than possibly the course you're on at the moment. Doesn't matter whether you're in multi-level marketing, affiliate marketing, trying to become your own consultant, trying to sell products online, whatever it may be. The number one reason people fail in home business is they never get started. And many think they have started and they haven't. So it's your chance to analyze yourself. Have you actually got started? Here's the reasons people don't get started. They're scared. They think they're too busy. Number three, they don't believe they can do it. Do you believe you can do it? Number four, you don't believe it's possible. You don't believe in the company you're about to do sales for, particularly if you're multi-level marketing. But this also holds true in affiliate marketing and selling your own products and services. Believe it or not, many go in it with a passion for what they're doing, but don't believe it's possible to achieve their goal of selling their own product or service. And ultimately, particularly in making sales of other people's products in multi-level marketing and affiliate marketing, they don't go full in. They don't make a full commitment. They're not fully invested in doing the sales of the product. All right. Now, we're going to look at each of these individually a little bit more in depth, because these things are why you will never get started. If any of these things are in your way, they are barriers you have created. I know that makes you mad. I just put it on you again. But they are. They're barriers you created. And if you're not willing to deal with them, then you will never get started and you will never succeed. So do you want to succeed? Do you want to get past these barriers? So be serious with yourself. There's nobody listening to yourself right now but you. So be honest with yourself. Many people are scared. I do personal coaching, and these things come out time and time again. They are scared. Are you scared? Do you make excuses? When something goes wrong and something doesn't move forward the way you want, do you first look to blame other people, other things, other products? Somebody else caused it to happen. Is that where you go? Now, you can actually go there, but the real trick is do you come back and look at yourself? You're scared that what somebody tells you is going to be wrong. You're scared that you're going to lose money. You're scared that the risk is too great. And I can assure you it's not. Here, let's put it in the framework of people buying brick and mortar businesses, okay? I shouldn't have to tell you what it costs, but some people falsely leave out the risk that somebody takes when they start a brick and mortar business. They instantly have thousands of dollars of overhead in rent, in paying salaries, in buying inventory to put on their shelves, and buying the insurance and licensing and all of that stuff, all without having made a dime, okay? Not just thousands, but often tens of thousands. And depending, like in many franchises, you may even have to have over $1 million of capital and be able to prove it available before the franchise will even let you in. All right? So what do you really have to be scared of? All right? Most of you are asked to make $25, $45, $100, $200 commitment up front to the product and sales team that you're coming into. And that, my friend, even though it may be hard for you to scrape it up at the moment, is nothing. And if you're not willing to make that, if you're scared of that commitment, then you are making excuses. You are blaming other people. You're blaming other people's products and things. When you buy an education and then blame it for not working, did you actually do what it said? All right. What are you scared of? What's stopping you from actually implementing what it costs? When somebody asks you in your training to make a purchase of advertising that costs $45 or $50, what are you actually afraid of when you don't do it? All right. Think about what the brick and mortar person was willing to invest up front on a hope and prayer that it was going to work compared to what you're being asked to invest as an online entrepreneur. Think about it. Think about it just for even just a half a second. All right. Now, next. Think you're too busy. Do you think you're too busy? Number one problem with thinking you are too busy is thinking that you can manage time. You cannot manage time. There is a finite amount of time in the day. 24 hours. It is a limit that was set by man himself, on himself. It cannot be managed because it doesn't exist. Time is finite. It cannot manage. You cannot change the amount of time in a day. You cannot change the amount of time available to you. You cannot change time because it's an abstract concept put into a finite framework that cannot be changed. You cannot change it unless you redefine time for yourself. But nobody else will understand what you're talking about because everybody's using the same time framework that's already been established. So you need to start managing actions. That's why you're too busy. You haven't got control of your actions. I personally did not watch TV for 2 years, okay? 2 years. So if you're taking time to watch TV, well, that is time that you can change the actions that you are accomplishing in. All right? You are not too busy. I worked all day, full time, came home, and instead of watching TV, and instead of doing whatever, you know, going on Facebook, Twittering, yip-yapping on the telephone, I worked on my business. All right? You are not too busy. I don't accept all those wussy excuses that other people let you get away with, because this is reality. You are not too busy. If you really want to move ahead, you can make the time to take the actions, because you need to cut things out that are not important and start doing things that are important to achieving the right actions. When you start doing that, you will start seeing you achieving your goals in your business online. The next thing, you don't believe you can do it. You even tell yourself you can't do it. You're not working on your personal statement. You aren't doing personal development. Now, no one can motivate you, so you have to be motivated on your own to do this. But if you aren't seeking the people in the things that inspire you, which that's what personal development is all about, finding the things that inspire you and then following them to your goal, following them to achieve your destiny, then you can't do it. If you're telling yourself you can't do it up front, then you can't do it. If you're telling yourself you can do it, then you can do it. If you haven't eliminated the word can't from your vocabulary, then you can't do it. You need to be a person who can do it no matter what. And you're just going to find the way to do it. You're going to look for the things that inspire you so that you can do what you're motivated to do. Stop being the can't do it person and start being the can do it person. No matter what, you can do it no matter what. It is a matter of personal development and personal dedication and looking to network with the people that actually inspire you to achieving what you know you can do. You just might not know exactly how to do it, and that's what you're looking at. So that's where you're going to tie in those actions where you think you're too busy and stop thinking that and start taking the actions that make it so you can do it because you know you can. Stop being the person that knows they can't. Number four, you don't believe it. All right? You don't believe it. This actually usually occurs because of a lack of knowledge. A lack of knowledge of a lot of things, whether it's about the product itself or whether it's about the industry you're about to go in. Even though you have passions for it and you understand its value, your lack of knowledge of the product and industry is something you set up as a barrier, so you don't believe it. So, number one, no matter what you're doing, whether it's multi-level marketing, affiliate marketing, selling your own product, selling your own services, if you do not use and experience what it is you're trying to do for other people, then you will not be able to sell it. You must use your product, service, and be intimately familiar. The reason people don't believe internet marketing works is because they won't use it. They're too scared. They think they're too busy. They think they can't do it. So therefore, they don't believe that it works. And this is irrational. 100% and totally irrational. All you have to do is look online right under your eyes and you can see that it does work. People are making billions and billions in dollars of sales online every day, and to actually rationalize that it doesn't work is stupid. That's my favorite word when people do that, right? It's stupid to rationalize that it doesn't work. It obviously does work. So why would you convince yourself that it doesn't work? You don't believe it. And the reason you come to those irrational conclusions is because you're not doing it. You've done all the other things before. You're using them against you. And you don't know your own product, so how could you possibly sell it online? You can't even explain it to somebody face-to-face because you don't even know your own product. So you must be using your own products, your own services, applying them in your own life, your own lifestyle. If you're not, then you won't believe it. How could you possibly believe it? You don't believe it because you aren't even using it. I use the 7-minute workout. It is part of my life. I know that it works. I know that everybody and anybody that who wants to use it can use it. Will see results. It is easy. It lets you use everything that you have already in your life to your advantage for both your wealth and health. And of course, you can see how it works because I have an 85-page book available for you at Wealth and Health Makeover, wealthandhealthmakeover.com, wealthandhealthmakeover.com. Go there. There's no obligation to download this. You download it, you read it, you'll see. I have demonstrated to you in 85 pages of how it changes your wealth and health if you're not scared, if you don't think you're too busy, if you actually believe you can do it, if you believe it is possible. If you do those things, then you would just go there to wealthandhealthmakeover.com and download it and just see for yourself, okay? So you can understand that I believe what I'm doing, all right? So I just did that on purpose because I could not speak about the 7-minute workout that way if I did not believe it. There's no way I could just have said that. That is a passionate display and not just a hype display. You can tell the difference. I believe it. I live it. Coming up soon in this spring, it'll be 3 years doing it and living it. So you must believe it. You must understand that. Next, you haven't invested. You haven't gone full in. You don't invest in your business. A brick-and-mortar person invests in their business. They invest thousands, tens of thousands of dollars without having even made a dime. When you go online, you have a great advantage. You're typically asked to only invest $45, $50, $80, $100 to get started without having made a dime. That is not a ridiculous request. It's ridiculous for you to think it's ridiculous. And if you want to continue to believe that, then you should not be trying to make a business online. Matter of fact, you should not be trying to make a business on anywhere because obviously you could not have a brick and mortar business because you're not willing to take any risk at all up front. You're not willing to invest in yourself. When you are willing to become fully invested in your business, then you will actually be able to move ahead. When you actually will apply some risk to yourself, then you will be able to move ahead because you will be committed. You will get over getting scared. You will stop believing you are too busy. You will stop believing that you can't do it. You will stop believing that it's not possible because you are full in and you have commitment and you have done some risk. The risk going online is absolutely minimal. The risk to be an elite where you start getting your leads and follow up and all done for you is absolutely minimal. It's a total of upfront $167 and then $116 every month. That is minimal risk to be building your business and making a commitment to move ahead and believing in yourself. So remember, you can join my team and make that commitment for yourself, and I'm going to work you through it. And I'm going to show you exactly how you can be profitable in 30 days simply by going to easyleadnetwork.com/rockstar. easyleadnetwork.com/rockstar and filling out the application and letting me know you aren't scared, that you don't think you're too busy, that you believe that you can do it, that you believe it is possible, and that you are willing to go full in. When you are ready to do that, then you have done what most people haven't done. You got started. You have eliminated the number one reason people fail in their home business today because they never get started and they never do these five things. All right. Thanks for being here on The Wayne Scherer Show and being your destiny. I'm Wayne Scherer. I'll see you on the next episode.